Hi, welcome to the ProPublica podcast. I'm Mike Webb, and today we're going to talk about one of the most popular features on the ProPublica website, our recovery tracker. When the tracker was first posted last summer, the county-by-county breakdown inspired numerous local news organizations to do their own reports on local stimulus spending. Since then, there have been two updates to Recovery Tracker, and we've seen more than 100 newspapers write their own stories based on our data. But the data doesn't just magically appear. In fact, it has to be wrangled, tamed, and turned into something legible. And the person who does that is none other than Jennifer LaFleur, ProPublica's Director of Computer-Assisted Reporting. Welcome to the podcast, Jen.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, first off, let's start with, what is Recovery Tracker?
Recovery Tracker is an online interactive feature that helps readers find information more easily about the stimulus money going to their local areas. While there is some government data on the federal sites for the recovery, it's not put up in a way where I think the regular person can really dig down and get a sense of the money going to their local area.
So, for instance, I'm from Franklin County, Ohio. I can actually go in and look at this and find out who's getting money?
You can see who's getting money, and you can see what the total amount of money is going to your area and get a good breakdown of how that kind of all works together.
So tell me, why are we calling this new version of Recovery Tracker, Tracker 3.0?
Each time we do this, it's a learning process and we're able to do more. This time we've been able to, I think, localize more of the money. Also, we've added another set of data, which is the Cash for Clunkers data. That was funded partially with stimulus money. Basically, the original program was $1 billion in a bill of its own, and then they used an additional $2 billion to extend the program because it was so successful. And so we've taken the money from the Cash for Clunkers program and included that in the money that we're tracking.
What is getting all this information together entail?
Well, it's a little bit easier than it was the very first time we did this. And I do need to credit my colleague, Michael Graybell, whose initial idea kind of kicked this whole effort off. But what we do is we go to the websites for recovery.gov, for usaspending.gov, and for some individual federal agencies. And we basically go to their website and download large text files that we have to then tweak and fix and add information.
What do you mean tweak? What has to be tweaked?
Well, one good example is when they put the data in for recovery.gov, they did not include the county where the money went. And, you know, we think a lot in terms of counties. A lot of programs are that way.
Localized.
Census data is that way. And that information is not in the data. So we had to basically use other information in the record, such as a zip code or an address, to figure out what county those went to. So that's some things to do. There's also a lot of cases where, a company, their identifying number, which is a Duns and Bradstreet number, which is a standard ID given to companies, that it was either missing from the data or the name of the company was missing from the data. So we had, I'd say several hundred Duns numbers with no recipient name. The recipient name needs to be in the data. So we looked all those up and filled in all the recipient names. We filled in missing data when we found it. We found some cases of obvious duplications of records, and we eliminated those duplicates.
What is the biggest obstacle to getting all this data?
Well, and first of all, many, many government databases have flaws. The flaws in this database particularly stand out because the president promised that we'd be able to follow every single stimulus dollar down to the end of who got it. And some of the ways the data is structured, you just can't do that. For example, money goes to prime recipients, the major recipient. That might be a state Department of Education or a state, you know, housing department. And then those agencies filter that money down to local counties, local school districts. Those are called sub-recipients.
And since we've begun doing this, we found that ProPublica's recovery tracker is actually more complete than the federal government's recovery.gov website. Why is that?
Well, part of the issue is the way the law requires recipients to report. Again, only recipients that are jobs creation recipients, so like a road contractor, where they're creating jobs, those are really the recipients that have to file their reports for recovery.gov. But anything that's a direct money to an individual, a small business, a loan, none of that gets reported on recovery.gov.
Well, one of the things I've been wondering about since we started this is if you have access to the data, then why doesn't the government actually make the effort to compile this data the same way that you did?
I'm not always sure, and bless their hearts, they're doing a really, really good job of trying to get the information out there and correcting errors when they find them. But I'm not sure when they're building these sites, they're always thinking about the end user like we are. You know, as journalists, we're always dealing with people out in the field, and we're talking to, you know, small businesses who want to know about the money that's out there. And I think when you're so removed in the federal government, you may not kind of realize how the end users really need the information. You know, and we're also putting together a couple of agencies' data that, you know, nobody else seems to bring together.
Jen, I know that you get a lot of questions from local reporters who are doing their own stimulus reporting. What are the types of things that they're looking for, or how have you been able to help them?
Well, I think the hard thing for a local reporter is, you know, you could maybe go to your state government or your local entities to try to find out what stimulus money you're getting, but it's kind of not, again, cohesive from all these different sources. And that's one thing we've been able to do is kind of bring it all together for them. There's still opportunities where when we have data that maybe we only got reported down to the state level, and then since then it's been distributed, they actually can add something for us because they might be able to find out now, did that state redistribute that money and who did it go to locally? So that's an additional layer of information that we might not have had at the time that we get the data.
So Jen, what's cutting edge in computer-assisted reporting now?
I think that's, we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, there's definitely this kind of crossover between web development and, you know, those of us who spend a lot of time analyzing data and doing statistics, because there's so many more ways to do really interesting web applications. There also are a lot of tools coming out to help you deal with masses of data and things like text mining. I was at the National Supercomputer Center at the University of Illinois a few months ago, and some of the tools they're building to do text mining, analyzing music, things like that are pretty interesting and do have applications for what we're doing as well.
So this is a field in journalism that's just bound to grow.
Well, one thing that actually surprises me, having done this for a really long time, is that more people aren't using it, that it's not more widespread in newsrooms.
Yeah, it's not a function at every newspaper, is it?
It probably is a function at most newspapers, but there's still a lot of places where, like, there's one nerd in the corner who people just, like, send requests to and then get data back. And really, I can't imagine being a reporter and not being able to use at least spreadsheets and basic database tools in what I'm doing. I would never, ever do a story just relying on something somebody else sent me. I want to know how that was done.
All right. Well, we've been speaking to Jennifer LaFleur, ProPublica's Director of Computer-Assisted Reporting. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. You can find all of the stimulus data at ProPublica.org/stimulus. And if you'd like to get updates on when we update the information, go to that page and you can sign up to receive those. This podcast was produced by Sharona Coots and Joaquin Sapien. I'm Mike Webb. Thank you very much for joining us. See you next week.